What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Gene Hodesh of the New York City Green Markets. Gene, what is shaking up at the markets?
Hi, Erin. Well, I was just on the phone with Hawthorne Valley Farm, and I was walking through the market yesterday. It was awfully rainy at Union Square, but Hawthorne Valley was still there, and I have been hooked lately on their 100% Hawthorne Valley rye bread. And it's there's rye bread available in the market, and there has been for years from various different vendors, but what's special about this bread is that it's all rye that they grew themselves on the farm, and they're a biodynamic farm, so it's sort of a closed system. So they grew the rye, they cleaned it, they milled it, and they baked it all on their one site, which is pretty unique because that requires a lot of infrastructure on the farm. So anyways, I called the farmer just to chat a little bit about what's going on up there. And, you know, this time of year, people are getting their fields ready to start planting for the next season. So, you know, really common cover crop in this area is rye. And usually people just sort of, you know, till it back into the soil when they're ready to start planting. But about 4 or 5 years ago, they decided they wanted to start growing rye to plant as a crop that people could eat. And so in September, they had this, like, community sowing the seeds of the future, they called it. All these community members came and they planted rye out in the field, and they've been doing it ever since. And so this year, the new product that's come out of that project is the 100% rye bread, and it's just is a really, really delicious product. Highly recommended. And so basically, I mean, the interesting thing about, we've been talking a lot about grains at Green Market, and I know you've had June Russell, who's working on that initiative, on your show before. And more farmers in the region are growing grains at this point, but basically the next step is that we need more infrastructure in order to process them. So Hawthorne Valley, you know, they have a bakery on their farm, and they had a mill on their farm also, but in order to clean the rye, they had to work with Wild Hive Farm, which is another farm close to them, and it's also in the green market system. So they took the product there to have the grains cleaned and then brought them back to their farm to have them milled. So their next step that they're working on is trying to raise funds or get a grant to get a cleaning device for their own farm. And they're thinking about innovative ways to do that. Maybe they can invest in infrastructure that other farmers in the region will be able to use on their farm. And just trying to figure out how to make it most useful, not just for them and their products, but for sort of the collective well-being of this burgeoning grains movement in the region. So it's exciting, and it means that, you know, new products come down into the city. So I would definitely recommend, when people are out at markets, stop by Hawthorne Valley and pick up some of their 100% rye bread. And they're in our Inwood Market, and they're at Columbia, and they're also in Union Square.
Nice. And you had mentioned that Hawthorne Valley is a biodynamic farm, so I know that they've got more going on with bread, but maybe you can give us a little sense of what else we can look for from them.
Sure. So they've been farming on their land. It's 400 acres, and they've been up there since 1972. And biodynamic farming, it's a concept developed by Rudolf Steiner. So it's a farm that can produce everything it needs from within itself, so that it might become self-contained, you know, community. And I asked him what else was going on at the farm this time of year, and specifically in their greenhouses. And he said, "Oh yeah, we just cleaned out one, and we are going to have a ton of spinach at Union Square on Saturday," which is very exciting because to me that's when I really start to think spring is maybe finally on its way. So they pulled out the spinach, and then in another greenhouse they're cleaning out the beds. They're putting in their seeds for tomatoes to get the starters ready so they can get those in the ground as soon as the weather warms up a little bit more for their cherry tomatoes. And then their bakery goes year-round. Another thing that you'll find at the Hawthorne Valley stand, no matter what time of year it is their really fantastic sauerkraut and kimchi. So this time of year, they've got interns working on making both of those products. And it's just, you know, before things get too busy with building fences and pulling weeds, They're working on their sauerkraut and kimchi, which is, if you've never had it before, it is like you feel yourself getting healthier as you eat it. It's really powerful, strong stuff. And then the other thing, I mentioned their interns, because it's, you know, an educational farm, they have a really great internship program. So their new crop of interns just arrived. So they've been there for about 3 weeks. So this time of year, it's getting the greenhouses ready and preparing their staff for the season ahead. And they're really excited that this year they're sending some of their interns down to the markets so that they can learn about the marketing side of becoming a farmer, which is really valuable information to have. So, you know, you can't just have a cooler full of product. It won't sell itself. You need to have someone down in the city talking to customers and engaging them. So I would recommend if you stop over at their farm stand, you can also ask them more about what it means to be biodynamic and what they're working on, making cheese or kimchi or what they're baking and how they're growing. They'll be full of information.
Nice. I think that's like one of the things I like about stopping at the Hawthorne stand is I feel like I can get all the ingredients for a picnic lunch in Union Square.
Yeah, right there. I mean, they have amazing cheeses, too, that go with the bread and go with the pickles. So he was saying that this time of year, their cows aren't out on the grass just yet, but that they've got all kinds of, they have a lot of harder aged cheese that they have from last year. So they've got raclette and more sharper cheeses. And then when the cows go back outside, their milk changes because there's more carotene in it from the grass that they're eating. So that's when they'll start to make their fresh cheeses and bring those down into the market in a couple weeks. And then he reminded me that, you know, obviously baking goes year-round. But I was surprised he said we have a lot of zucchini turnovers because they had a bunch of zucchini last year. So they managed to preserve the zucchini, so they're still using that and baking with it to make fresh zucchini turnovers. So another nice treat to look for at their stand.
Yeah, anything green is good for me this time of year. Well, more grain talk. I think you guys have some interesting events coming up. Why don't you give us a little bit of a sense of what we should be looking for?
Yeah, so coming up this Saturday, June is teaching a short course on grain processing at the Glenwood Center. So if you look on our Green Market Events page, there's a link if you'd like to sign up. I think there's still a little bit of space. It's pretty technical. It's for people who are really thinking about wanting to grow grain and learning how to process it and bake with it. So there's that. And then also I wanted to mention at Union Square on Saturday, we've got a stock-making demonstration at the info tent at 11 a.m. And then next week on Monday, this is an event that we're participating in, but there's the big Farm-to-City Expo happening at the Jacob Javits Center from noon to 4. So all the information for that is also listed on our website, but definitely a great opportunity to learn more about what we're doing with Green Market Co. and just engage with people who are growing food in the region and learning how to source it for your restaurant or whatever food business you have.
Awesome. Jean, thanks so much for taking some time to give us another great update and make us really hungry like you do every week. If folks want to find out more about what's happening, they can find all the information at www.grownyc.org. Also, follow them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, whatever is your social media of choice. Just keep up on what's happening at the green markets and tune in next week for another Grow NYC market update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.